Mi gente, you already know who it is. It's the Radioactive Pop with Danny Limelight, United Wrestling Network World Heavyweight Champion. And make sure you tune into the Alliance Blog every week. You heard it here first. Straight from Poppy.
A day after we lose a legend like Terry Funk, just the awfulest news that any of us could have expected. Wyndham Rotunda, featured in the WWE as Bray Wyatt, unexpectedly passed away. Wyndham leaves behind his four children, his brother Beau, his uncle Barry, his father Mike Rotundo, Bo Dallas, Barry Wyndham, Kendall Wyndham, his uncle. And where do we begin? It was so unexpected. You know, Bray Wyatt, one of the most creative talents we've ever heard, wrestling under the name of Bray Wyatt, broke into the business as Husky Harris in NXT, and seemingly made the best out of a bad thing, and was able to work his way up from the NXT roster and got himself into the WWE, got himself into the main event, through creativity, through his presence, through his character. Now, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful is reporting that he was given permission, I'm assuming by the family of Wyndham, of Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, that he got COVID. And he had been battling the effects of COVID for quite some time, but it exacerbated a heart issue. Sean Ross would continue to say that there was a lot of positive progress towards a return and his recovery, but unfortunately today he suffered a heart attack and passed away. And this caught everyone by surprise because, you know, the last time we saw Bray Wyatt was wrestling LA Knight at WrestleMania, and I still think, and I don't think I'm alone in saying this, that we were all expecting to see him return. We were all expecting to see more Bray Wyatt. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around somebody who's 36 years of age. Again, the father of four, and I don't mean to laugh. It's just that's kind of how I cope with loss. Now, I'll be the first to admit I wasn't a huge Bray Wyatt fan. He wasn't my favorite wrestler. He wasn't one of my top five favorite wrestlers. But I know that his impact was felt not only in the WWE but around the world, and it's nice to read. It makes my heart feel good to hear so many people have so many positive things to say about him. Friend of the show, Mikey O'Shea, said that the first time that he met Bray Wyatt was, you know, working backstage with the WWE at an event, and Bray just gave him the biggest hug, and it meant a lot to Mikey O'Shea. And then I heard that and thought, wow, that's a pretty unique story. But everything I've read on the internet, anything coming from Twitter or Facebook, everyone had such a similar reaction that he gave great hugs. And I guess that sounds weird to say in a world of machismo and sports entertainment. The guy was a good guy. The guy loved indiscriminately. You know, and this is coming off the heels of just a few years ago losing Brody Lee. And you think, wow, that Wyatt family is now, two-thirds of it's gone. I guess what kills me the most is that I'm a father. And knowing that Bray Wyatt passed away with young children, that's something that's hard to... It's hard to wrap your head around, you know? And a heart attack, it just makes it even worse. And, you know, when you look back at his career, when you look back at what Bray Wyatt did, I mean, there was such a overwhelming support for his group, the Wyatt family. Again, you know, when he stepped into the WWE, you know, they didn't want to give him that Rotunda name. They didn't want him to be associated with that family name. So he was Husky Harris. And I remember seeing him in the early days in NXT, or I guess that was the WWE's Florida Championship Wrestling. And it just, it didn't work, obviously. So, you know, he was part of that invasion, the Nexus invasion, that, you know, had given birth to Heath Slater and David Otunga. And, you know, it just, I always kind of thought there would be more for, I thought there'd be more for him. And, you know, when he did get to the main roster, the Cape Fear gimmick that they had for him, it seemed like it was going somewhere for him. It seemed like he might be making that next step, and it just, you know, it never really went the way we were all hoping it would. Like, you know, whether it be the new Wyatt family, when they tried to recruit Bryan Danielson, when they tried to recruit Randy Orton, you know, it never kind of worked out. Now, of course, the tag team of Wyatt and Matt Hardy was fun, but I don't think they ever really got where they wanted him to be. He did win, you know, when he was in FCW, he did win the Florida Tag Team Championship with his brother, Bo. You got a Bo Leave. He did hold the Universal Championship twice. He held the WWE Championship once, the Raw Tag Titles with Matt Hardy, the SmackDown Tag Team Titles with Randy Orton, and later Luke Harper. Yeah, 36 is too young. Way, way too young. And all we can say is condolences to Wyndham Rotunda, to his family. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with the Alliance guys right after this. Times are tough now, guys, and it's no joke out here. That's why I'm very proud to be partnering with the Upside app. They're leveling the playing field, guys. They're giving you opportunities to earn cash back on purchases for groceries, purchases for gasoline, purchases for food. These are the things we all spend our money on all the time. I believe in Upside. I use Upside weekly. My lifetime earnings is over $408. And you too can be earning cash back on your Philips, your groceries, or your eating out experiences just by signing up. And it's free. By using my invite code JASON75338, that's Jason753338, you'll earn $5 cash back on your first fill up. Use the link in the video description or download the app, but make sure you use that invite code JASON753338 and make money by using the Upside app. You know, we are an NWA podcast, first and foremost. We talk about wrestling in general, but our wheelhouse is the National Wrestling Alliance, the past, present, and future. Bray Wyatt wasn't really a part of that, but I think it would be insulting if we didn't at least acknowledge his passing. Obviously, the son of, you know,
Mike Rotunda.
Yeah, NWA royalty, Mike Rotunda, the nephew of Barry Windham. I mean, it's grandson of Blackjack Mulligan, right?
Yeah, nephew of Kendall Windham.
I probably wouldn't have reached Kendall, but I was going to get to Black Jack Mulligan. It's sad. I know that he was a father, I think, of four. And the man was only, like, I think he was 37 years of age.
36,
which is way too young. Way, way, way too young. My heart aches for his family. Obviously, his brothers and sisters, his mom and dad, and of course his kids, his lady. It's rough, man. And this is on the heels of losing Terry Funk yesterday, who we're going to spend a lot of time talking about today. But my condolences to his family first and foremost, his friends, his fans. I'll be the first one to admit that I wasn't a huge Wyatt family guy. I mean, for Halloween one year, I did dress up like Bray Wyatt, but that's just because I think we have some similar physical attributes. But, there was a lot of potential there. A lot of people expected him to be a future world champion. A lot of people compared him and his gimmick very similar to that of like an Undertaker and something of supernatural. And I don't think it ever materialized quite the way he had hoped for or the WWE. Jane, do you have anything you'd like to say more about Bray Wyatt?
I was a fan of the original Wyatt family. And now 2/3 of them are gone. I just realized that when I think about it. So somebody please keep an eye on Eric Rowan. But I was a fan of the original Wyatt family. It reminded me a mixture of like True Blood and Cape Fear, I think that was the movie.
Yeah, Cape Fear, yep.
Yeah, so I thought it was really good. I liked the character. I liked the gimmick. Sorry, listen too much to modern wrestling. I liked the gimmick. I liked the personality. Very wonderful in his delivery of the original gimmick, I think. There was definitely a lot of charisma and something there. He wasn't the greatest in the ring, but he had personality to get away with it, I think. So he started doing that Fiend gimmick. I think that kind of lost a lot in there. But again, I very much enjoyed it and was happy to see him back when Triple H was in charge. And for a brief moment, I thought we were going to get something get back, but then I don't know, it's just weirdness happened again. Yeah, it's just a shock, you know. I expected Terry Funk. It didn't make it any easier.
No.
But I did not expect this.
DK, what do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share on Bray Wyatt?
Well, like Jaden, I was more a fan of the early days of the Wyatt family as opposed to the Fiend, which came later. And part of the reason may be that WWE never used that use of Fiend in a proper way. Yeah, I mean, it is strange that to think that he was supposed to be taking on who was it, Brock Lesnar? At WrestleMania
this year,
yeah,
past WrestleMania, yeah, and then I don't know if it was Brock that said no or if it was the illness that came up, but
it was the illness that's what Brock lost by disqualification, which is what was going to get, because then Bobby was going to be doing something else, and so he was, and then yeah, then Bobby Lashley was put in to take the place. As some other things changed, and he got ill. I don't know who, what, when, where. I just know that last week there was a report that said that he was doing rather well and they were expecting him to recover, here in the next month or so, finally be strong enough to maybe start working out or something. And you know, than this. And it's just, you know, it's just the epitome of people. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, tell your family you love them because tomorrow's not promised.
Just one last thought that I have, like, I'll never forget, being in the, we used to call it the Citizens Bank Arena in Ontario. And one of my first WWE events in like 20 years, I went to a taping, and this was a few years ago. This was right when the Wyatt family became popular. I mean, this was, they were filming segments for the Saraya Knight movie. So this was, quite a while ago, but, when the lights hit and that music blasted over the loudspeakers, every single person in that venue had their cell phones out, just waving them in the air. And it was such a haunting image. I mean, it wasn't like a scary thing or anything, but like everybody was on board with it. I don't know that there was quite a wrestler at that moment that was as hot as he was. And it's just disappointing that it never materialized the way that I think a lot of us would have hoped. And now we don't get an opportunity to see what he could have come up with next. A lot of people attributed to him being a very creative person, and a lot of his ideas we never got to see. And maybe we'll never get to see. I know that there was a movie that he was working on. I don't know if that even got finished or not. Do either of you know?
I don't know. Unfortunately, creative also often translates to tortured.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully, if he was tortured, hopefully he's getting a modicum of rest now.
I don't want to speculate on what might have happened. Just as we know right now, a father, a son, a brother, a friend, a wrestler has passed away, and way, way, way too young. So I'll just wrap it up with condolences to Wyndham Rotunda and condolences to his family.
Thank you for tuning in to the Alliance Blog Podcast, a presentation of Alliance-Wrestling.com, the premier source for news and information for the National Wrestling Alliance. Would you consider subscribing so you never miss a new episode? You can follow us on all social media at the Alliance Blog, and we stream live on Twitch, Kick, and YouTube every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern at the Alliance Blog. Until then, we are the Alliance.